It's Thursday, time for your letters.
And we'll start with comments about our coverage of the death of Pope John Paul II.
Enough already, writes Martha Robertson of Ithaca, New York. Please stop looking for any and all stories about anything related to the Pope. This is not news anymore. Cover his funeral, yes. Tell us when his successor is picked. But there are more important stories than how long someone waited in line to see the Pope's body.
Adding her voice to that choir is Eva Ellenberg of Los Angeles. She writes, "Okay, we got it. The Pope died, and there's a lot of archaic pomp and circumstance, but it certainly doesn't need to be your lead story every time I turn on the radio. Basta! I miss your usual fine news coverage."
This week we began a series called This I Believe. In it, people read essays about their most deeply held beliefs. It's a revival of a project started by Edward R. Murrow more than 50 years ago. Our first essayist was author Isabel Allende, the niece of former Chilean president Salvador Allende.
And we have a correction to our introduction to that essay. We said that Salvador Allende was president-elect of Chile at the time of his death. He was, in fact, president, and had been for several years.
Our series and Isabel Allende's essay excited listener Erin Gray of Pacific Grove, California. She wrote, "Thank you so much. I listened to All Things Considered while I fixed dinner. This was the first time that I actually stopped working, got still, and just listened. I was so moved by Miss Allende's piece. I'm looking forward to more."
We want to bring you a quick update on a young soldier we told you about last week. 25-year-old Army Specialist David Beals was recently returned to Iraq for a second tour of duty, not long after being diagnosed with combat stress and depression. Beals and his family said he wasn't mentally ready to return to a war zone, and he was having trouble adjusting.
Today, his wife tells us that after an evaluation by an Army mental health expert, orders have been written up to transfer Specialist Beals to a different military base in Iraq where mental health counseling is available. His wife, Dawn Marie, says that while the transfer has not yet happened, she's cautiously optimistic the move will result in improved care for her husband.
Last Friday was April 1st, so many of you were listening for an April Fool's story. And you were rewarded when we began to describe the declining Vermont maple syrup industry. Because of decreased demand, trees weren't being tapped, and they were exploding from the pressure of built-up sap. Or so we said.
Well, we got listener John Bryan, and he was not amused. He writes, "I did not at any point hear a warning that this was an April Fool's Day joke. I'm very displeased with the actions of NPR in presenting this without warning the listener. There are some of us who choose not to participate in such foolishness and would appreciate a warning when serious media deems it necessary to indulge in such frivolity."
And a warning would have avoided some embarrassment for Carrie Cheney. "I'm so mad at you for doing this to me," he writes. "Since moving out to Pride, Louisiana, I've been surrounded by many trees, including maple trees. Then to learn from NPR that my maple trees may decapitate me at any given moment concerned me so much, I called my 72-year-old father excitedly. He told me I was even more naive than he thought."
But Carrie George, who lives on Maple Street in Ankeny, Iowa, says that this piece is in a category all its own. "Over many years listening to National Public Radio," the email reads, "I've experienced scores of driveway moments. This afternoon, on my way home from work, I experienced my first shoulder moment. The report caused me to pull to the shoulder. I was laughing so hard that my eyes were tearing up and I could not see to drive safely."
We want to hear what you think. Our address is atc@npr.org. And don't forget to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.